It's good to share a Good Friday service with you tonight. And thinking about the death of Jesus and all the great songs written about that, it really is moving in our hearts, talking about how forgiveness is given through what He has done for us and given us victory over sin and death and hell. Just taking that truth to our hearts and saying, Lord, let me live in that fellowship with You as a even as a risen Lord. We recognize Him on a Good Friday service. And when I speak about Jesus' death or preach on it, I always feel like, what can I say to the Lord except thank You, Lord, for Your great love for us. And I so embrace and think it's so important to know that He died in our place. He died as our substitute, and that He lived the life we should have lived, died the death we should have died. That's our Lord. And what a great Savior He is. If you ever have doubts about whether Christ loves you, look at the cross. That's where He demonstrated His love for us, the Bible says. And yet it was such a great loss to the Father, great loss to our hearts as we look back on what happened. One songwriter said, there was nothing short of murder that could pay for our sins. And so just our part in the cross, that somehow Jesus was there on our behalf. It was my sin and your sin that put him there. When the great painter Rembrandt painted a self-portrait, he had Christ in the middle and the cross being raised. And he had himself raising the cross of Christ, recognizing his own debt to the Lord and how the Lord would pay his debt at the cross. And every Good Friday and different times of talking about the Lord's death, I go through different emotions, all the emotions of grief that one goes through when you think our greatest loved one died on our behalf. So there's sadness and there's tears. There's regret. Even though I know our salvation is won there, part of me gets angry and said, no, that shouldn't have happened. So all that our hearts cry out for when we know Jesus died for us is quite a thing. Songs and Scripture perhaps do the best to tell us the good news of Christ dying in our place. And just to share a few of those with you tonight that mean so much to our hearts and have meant so much to many people over the years. And here's some of the songs that we have not sung, but they mention Jesus dying for us, and not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. You have bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. What Christ has done for us, a great motivation to walk with Him. Thank You, Lord, for dying in our place. And so the cross provides that for us. From the hymn, There is a Fountain. Listen to these words. Dear dying Lamb, Thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. How can we overcome sin in our lives? The book of Revelation says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Somehow Jesus dying for us gives us the ability, and He sends a spirit to say, I walk with God now. I don't walk alone in a pattern of sin. And then this song, and can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood, this verse. He left His Father's throne above, so free, so infinite His grace, emptied Himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. That's us, we're helpless. 'Tis mercy all, immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. Amazing love, how can it be that You, my God, should die for me? And the part of the song that says, it found out me, that Christ would die for me, that message hit our hearts. And probably no one has ever come to Christ without realizing the Lord has given His life for me. And I think that motivates us believers to walk with him very closely and to give thanks to him. The Lord loves us tonight and any moment in our lives as much as he did when he died on the cross for us. I think we're to have confidence in that love, abide in that love, have a life full of thanks to him because of what he did. And I picked three gifts from the cross that Christ would give us. He'd give us so many more, but three to think about from the scripture and also some from song. The first one, at the cross, Jesus gives us the forgiveness of sins. And I think to your heart and my heart, the forgiveness of sins is as precious today as when we first believed in the Lord. In fact, I think the longer you walk with the Lord, the more you realize you need the forgiveness very much to experience that. Probably we realize it more so than when we first put our faith in Christ. So he gave us the forgiveness of sins as a gift. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, he forgave all our sins, having canceled what was written against us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And the forgiveness of God at the cross is quite a mystery to my heart. And I know the scripture says that was something that God determined to do to save us. Jesus, the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world. But God's forgiveness is so much more powerful and so much more different than mine, for example, or human forgiveness. I think if we were to write the story of redemption, you and I might have God just saying something like this. People sin. Oh, no problem. Let's just forgive and forget. Let's just forget the whole thing. Not a big deal. But to the Lord, you and I and his love for us was a big deal. At the cross, it wasn't a flippant forgiveness or a casual forgiveness. It was a forgiveness that cost, very costly. And that's where love and holiness met. God's forgiveness is a holy forgiveness. And so Jesus' life was given so we might know the forgiveness of God. And that the Bible says he forgave us all our sins. I don't understand how God can forgive us past, present, and future. Things that we're yet to go astray about. He says, I've forgiven you for that already. That's not the way I normally forgive. I was thinking of the gifts that God gives that are sometimes like that forgiveness. You think of a beautiful creation of his like an eagle. He gives the eagle wings at birth. It'll have wings all the time. And anytime it needs to experience freedom and flight, it's to take the wings that God has already given the eagle. And you and I, as people who put our trust in Christ, God says, I forgave you all your sins. And when we need to be free from the power of sin, from the guilt of sin, we say, I take the forgiveness of Christ that he has already provided. And we rejoice in that. I think folks who know they're forgiven by God are more happily obedient than those who perhaps are working their way toward the forgiveness. Take the forgiveness of Christ as a gift. At the cross, he gives us the forgiveness of sins. So friends, believe the good news from the cross. Because of Christ, we are forgiven people. We can rejoice in him. Second gift I picked from the cross Jesus gives is one from the Reformation. At the cross, Jesus merits salvation for us. Merit salvation for us. The word merit is something that the Protestant preachers used a lot. It means a credit given to somebody. At the cross, Christ merits salvation for us. Jesus has all the credit for our salvation. And we come to him and embrace him and say, thank you, Lord, for sharing that with us. You and I have no merit before God. That's a humbling thing. That's something the cross reminds us of. We have no merit before God. You and I deserve hell. So Jesus steps in the gap for us. We have no credit before God. We are debtors before God. We know what debt problem does to people around us economically. We know it does to the nation when the nation doesn't know what to do with its debt. You and I spiritually are debtors to the Lord. We have not paid back one debt from the sin that we have owed him. Christ had to come and pay the debt and set us free. And all the merit for salvation goes to him. And we can be glad about that. It blows my mind when myself or other people try to take credit for their salvation. That just can't be at the foot of the cross. God made Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for us so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. He tells the thief on the cross, "Today I tell you, you'll be with me in paradise." The thief had no credit. Christ had the merit. And so we can think and sing to the Lord. I remember a song I used to sing right after becoming a Christian. God gave me a song that the angels cannot sing. I've been washed in the blood of the crucified one. That's our story. And a little more contemporary song. When we think of Christ meriting salvation for us, the voices of a million angels can't express my gratitude. All I ever am and hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory for the things he has done. For with his blood he has saved me, with his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Jesus gives us the gift of salvation from the cross. And then the third gift. At the cross, Jesus gives us power over sin. This was mentioned in a lot of the songs we sang. And once a frustrated little boy asked his dad, "Dad, when am I going to stop sinning?" And his dad thought for a while, didn't quite know what to say. And he said, "Son, when you go to be with Jesus in heaven, you'll stop sinning. But sin doesn't have to have power over you. Christ could have power over you." And that's where we all live. We live under one or two masters, one of two masters, under the power of Christ or under the power of sin. At any one time, we yield to that that Lord, as it were. And the Christ's power over sin from the cross is a mysterious power, but it's so true and so powerful. His shed blood for us keeps the enemy of sin from having ultimate victory in our lives. Christ has the ultimate victory. As the Lord's Supper was celebrated during Passover, the Jewish folks remembered that God took the blood of the lamb and put it over the doorposts of their homes. And they were protected from the death that would come. And as we look to Christ and say, "May the shed blood of Christ covers us, that when spiritual death comes and would threaten us to separate us from God, the blood of Christ protects," and we're motivated to trust and follow him. Wesley wrote about this in his song, "For a Thousand Tongues." He says, "Christ breaks the power of canceled sin, sets the prisoner free." How we cry out for and rejoice that Christ would set us free from sin. Great song about the power of the blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you over evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. And Christ would do that for us as we say, "Thank you, Jesus, for dying in our behalf. Lord, guard us under the blood of Christ from sin today." And tonight, as we say, "Thank you, Jesus, for what you did to us," make it a time between yourself and God to say, "Lord, the burdens of my heart, might they be rolled onto you." Even the grief that we might feel remembering Jesus dying. You know, Jesus did say to the folks who were crying at the time, don't cry for the Lord, cry for yourself. If there's sin that burdens us, cry for ourselves, that we might say, Lord, I need your help to repent. Burdens of the physical body that we have, we say, Jesus, if you'd give your life for me, won't you, Father in heaven, along with Christ, give me what I need for my health, physically, perhaps emotionally? Be my health, Lord, in terms of what I think and how I follow you. Surrender your life to him this night, because he deserves our allegiance, our thanks. If we had the whole realm of our life to give to Christ, it would be a small present, as we sang. But he calls forth our life and our all to him, and we're glad to give it. So as we pray together, preparing for communion, just yield your heart to Christ and give him thanks for his wonderful work for us. Lord, we pray to you tonight. We remember John the Baptist's words. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Oh, our hearts would feel the sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. And we would say, we give you thanks, Jesus, for what you mean to us and your great love. As we take communion tonight, might we lay our burdens at your feet and embrace you as a risen, living Savior, and live our lives in happy yielding to you under the shadow of the cross, ever grateful to you, but ever yielding to want to have you always be first in our hearts. Touch each heart as we participate together in this communion service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.